Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Six and change outside, almost seven at the hour, here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with my band of merry ladies, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeler. I could have, it could be like Robin Hood, right? We could find a bunch of, how many were there in the merry, in that merry band of men? A dozen or so? Kind of like the disciples, seems to me. There is, by the way.
Yeah, but there's two chicks could fill in for the whole 12 of them.
Two chicks. Do you, do you object to being called a chick, Victoria?
No.
Is that right? Okay, she's a chick. Well, it's easier for Jennifer. I can't get away with it, but Jennifer can certainly get away with it. All right, so here we are, two chicks and a guy. What would be the equivalent for a guy? The term chick is for a lady. What would be the equivalent for a man of chick?
Dude?
Dude.
Dude, probably, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right. Dudes. Dude. The dude and the chicks. That's a new name of our program. No longer the DJV show. It's the dude and the chicks. Wait till Kara comes back for that one. Yeah. All right. So we have a big announcement here on the DJV program. We have found, through research, the word of the year. For those of you who knew, we had the person of the year, that young lady who's very close to the climate control, discussion. Yes. All right. So that's the person of the year from Time. This is the word of the year, Jennifer. Yes?
Also a sign of the time. So if my grandmother heard this, Merriam-Webster declared the word they as the word of the year.
Really?
Wow. Now, when Mima, who I love and miss so much, mm-hmm. when Mima would try to make an argument to convince you about something, she'd always say, well, you know, they say... They and you'd say. Always wonder, well, who in the heck are they? And why did they say all these things? But my grandmother was very big into they say. You know, honey, you know, sweet love, they say. This they, however, is a little different than the they of my grandmother's generation. This they is the personal pronoun with a 313% increase in Merriam-Webster lookups over the past year. Now, that matters because Merriam-Webster just added a new definition to its online dictionary to reflect the use of they as relating to a person whose gender identity is non-binary. In October, the American Psychological Association endorsed they as a singular third-person pronoun in its style guide for scholarly writing. They said, we believe writers should try to use the person's self-identified pronoun whenever feasible. That's according to the chief publishing officer for the APA. The singular they is a way for writers to avoid making assumptions about gender when it is not known. Now, this is, I guess, maybe symbolic of some of the cultural changes that are happening right now and how we identify people. But I thought it was kind of interesting. It caught my eye because typically you have some new slang term or some word that has become popular that year in pop culture that becomes Merriam-Webster's word of the year. But they seemed like an old one from way back, but it's got this brand new meaning. So they is the Merriam-Webster word of the year.
Word.
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 So I don't think people have just popped up in a lot of TV and movie stuff, especially TV this year. It's become, well, Doug, the first time you probably ever saw a character who identified as they is probably Taylor Mason on Billions.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
When Taylor,
okay.
Yeah. So when, and that show is, even though it's like a very macho Wall Street kind of that show, the way that they talk and everything, but it was really interesting, I thought, the way that they adapted to when Taylor's character comes into the room to Bobby Axelrod and says, my pronouns are they and them, and then everyone kind of adopted it. And actually, you can see some of the characters struggling with it because it is sort of a little, we're not accustomed to it, but I thought that that show, of all things, you would not expect it to be that tolerant of an environment, but they really did embrace that. And that's,
I don't know, is it, that was from a couple years ago. Or is it over the top? Because, and I don't mean this to be mean.
I think it's just respecting someone's personal preference. If you say, but, you know, don't call me Jenny, to me it's the same thing. Okay, I'm not going to call you Jenny, you prefer Jen.
But a name is a little different than a pronoun or
pronoun.
A gender. I mean,
a personal pronoun.
Yeah, I mean, why have we gotten to the point where we need to walk into a business meeting and say, my chosen pronoun is she?
Yeah, that's exactly what people do.
But I think it's so bizarre and weird. I don't want to be judged on a pronoun. I want people to talk to me. I don't want them to classify me as a she, he, it, they, whatever. And I feel like it's almost, it's just not, it's not being productive in push for equality when you're pushing to be classified as something.
So,
it's just strange.
Let's back up a little bit to Billions. The character you're talking about is sort of androgynous. It comes across that way, don't you think?
Yes.
And
that's by design. Yep.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I know. I understand that. But is that perhaps a reason for the they, in a sense?
Yes. And that's it's when you don't feel like you conform to one specific gender, then that's where the non-binary, that term, I'm surprised non-binary isn't actually the word of the year, but because that term has been, it's everywhere. But when Taylor Mason and that actor, Asia something, I forget their name.
I can't remember.
But in real life, that's exactly how they also identify. So that's why they wrote that into the show.
Character that also, now that I think about it, there was a character on Madam Secretary who played a similar kind of a role.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to figure whether there was a they around that character as well. I can't remember
but
enough
do you
about
guys
it.
See my point that is actually, it's counterproductive.
It's work.
Because
I disagree because I feel like it's more counterproductive to have to constantly tell someone I don't identify as male or female instead of just, and it's easier to just
but
say.
But why?
Just
why do you have to tell people at all? I don't tell people I identify
because
as a woman, and you don't do that. That's not the first thing we say when
us.
We introduce ourselves.
Right, because it's obvious to us. But if you're someone who, like, if you saw who this Taylor Mason character was, it kind of makes it a little easier visually because you kind of look and you go, okay, is that person transitioning to being a man and maybe was born a woman, or is it the other way around? So I think it just takes away any confusion in saying these are my preferred pronouns.
I think it takes away from any credibility for anybody who walks into a meeting and introduces themselves by their pronoun. I feel like it takes away the credibility of the person.
I think there's an expectation of understanding that isn't there yet. I think that's part of it.
I think it depends on where you are, because I know several people who identify as they, and I've talked to them about that, about this issue, and they feel like it just gets it right off the table immediately, and then people go about their business. They actually have felt that it's more productive for them because there isn't this question of, do I say she, do I say he, do I... You eliminate all of that and you get right to business. So
you
I actually disagree.
Don't say anything. You say, hi, my name's Bob. I guess that's what I'm
getting
at.
But when you're in an office environment, at some point, someone is going to say she or he or whatever in referring to the person. So it just makes it
easier
to say.
And if they get it wrong, what's the big deal about it? I don't know. I feel like we become so, in our effort to become so hyper accepting of every little different direction that people go, that we're actually doing them.
It's not a little. It's not a little.
But I'm not talking about a little direction. Look, everybody's got something. When I was growing up, you saw people only talk about maybe cross-dressers. Now everybody is a man who's transitioning to a woman who's still dating a woman or whatever it is. What I'm saying is all of that, there's a lot of different options out there. Why make that the first thing that people know about you? I don't go up to somebody and say, hi, I'm Jen, I'm heterosexual. I always just walk into the room and want people to know who Jen is in my core. I feel, and I'm saying this with compassion in my heart because I believe this is limiting. When someone walks in and makes their sexuality the first thing that people know about them, they almost become disqualified
but not everyone does that, though.
It depends on your circle.
It depends on where you work. And the character that we're talking about in Billions does actually open with that when they meet Bobby Axelrod. But not everyone does that in a work environment.
I'm going to go back about 30 years in the history of my program. The earlier program was called Good Day before we started doing the DJV show. And the first the first person I met, I was working in a studio in Tampa at the time, and somebody wandered into the studio and introduced herself to me. She wanted to be on my program. And she had come from Washington down to Tampa to meet me. She walked into the room. She put out her hand and said, "Hi, I'm Ellen Ratner. I'm a Democrat." That's how she started the conversation.
That's a perfect example of what I'm getting at.
Exactly. That's why I brought it up.
Well, you know, and that's
she couldn't
weird,
believe that I was a Republican and that I had Republican friends. I mean, it was, and it happened that she, you know, she was kind of an interesting sexual creature in
I
and
guess
of herself.
The point is this, and I mean it. I think it would be better for everybody. Instead of defying everything by labels, I just think everybody does better in business and personal relationships when they let people know who they are at their heart. Look, I know there's a lot of people who don't like Trump. So when I talk to people, I don't come out of the, like, go, "Hey, I'm Jennifer and I'm a Trump supporter." No, I talk to people. I tell them how I think. I listen to how they think. And I try to, like, get to know who they are and why they're motivated that way. I tell them who I am and why I'm motivated that way. And I feel like that's more productive. Do you know what I'm saying? Instead of these classifications right off the bat that pigeonhole you to some maybe antiquated way.
What's important in your life? I think everybody has a different way of revealing themselves. I'm known in these parts as the farmer. I'm not known as the broadcaster. I don't walk into a room and say I'm Doug Stephan, the farmer. It just is what follows me. And I don't walk into rooms like I was in the other day in Washington and say, "Hi, I'm Doug Stephan, the broadcaster." It's kind of obvious, in a manner of speaking. So anyway, that's a good, healthy conversation, and very interesting that that's the word of the year. Question, is your drinking water killing you? The answer to that is in a podcast, the most recent American Family Farmer podcast, which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
This holiday, do it right to find gifts for the tool lovers on your list by starting with Lowe's, where you'll also find the season's best deals to help you save. Pick up a Dremel Multimax 12-piece oscillating tool kit for $20 less, now $79. And get a 200-piece Cobalt household tool set for just $99. That's a $500 value if purchased separately. For great deals on tools like these and more, stop in today. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 12/18, U.S. only.
It's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you, too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
Thank you. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Like it's Christmas.
Christmas.
I wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your
wish list. I had forgotten about Jib Jab. But I suppose now it's about the right time of year for something like this. The Jonas Brothers brought holiday cheer with the new holiday song we're listening to, Like It's Christmas. Now they want to be part of your Christmas celebrations with an e-card, kind of festive. The Joe Bros teamed up with the company Jib Jab. You've all seen those Jib Jab cards.
Oh, yeah, they were huge like 10 years ago. Now it's trying to come back.
So there's a 40-second holiday e-card featuring the Jonas Brothers as fairy god brothers. They're decked out in red, green, blue Santa suits, elf shoes on. They transform sort of a bland home into a Christmas wonderland while singing this Christmas hit. Even better, you can be in the card with them by inserting your own photos, and then you can share it with everybody you know. Hey, I'm a friend of the Joe Bros. Like It's Christmas, this song quickly become their latest hit. It's gone all the way to number one on the AC charts around the country in the last 3-4 weeks. The song also has reached number 25 on the Holiday 100 and debuted at 72 on the Billboard Hot 100. It's their third holiday song to date. First in more than a decade after they released Girl of My Dreams in 2007 and Joyful Kings in 2008. So what do we think of this idea? We've listened to this song.
I think it's cute. It's a cute card, too. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, adorable. Would you use it? Would you inject a picture of yourself into it?
Yeah. Absolutely. Right. I've done a bunch of Jib Jab cards throughout the years.
Yeah. All right. So send me
I just haven't thought about them in so long because, you know, we just sort of move on quickly.
Yeah.
You know, everything
right.
has such a fast burn rate. So I forgot
kind of like
Jib
a word of
existed.
The year that we were just talking about. The word of the year. It just was one of those things. Here today, maybe gone tomorrow. So that's the Jonas Brothers story. Now, this is not a here today, gone tomorrow. This is the story of the Christmas tune that if you cannot... I was in a car in New York the other day, and as soon as the guy said, where do you want to go? I told him, he turned the radio up, and it was Mariah Carey. Yep.
I just want to get away from this, though. Come on.
I think... It's overplayed, but it's a fun song. No, I don't either, really, actually. And for the second holiday season in a row, this song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, is at number one on the streaming service chart. Even with Christmas still a couple of weeks away, the song moved up 10 spots from number 11 to number one. 35 million streams this past week of this song. Previously, it topped the chart. Let's see, January of this year reflected the stream tracking week that included Christmas, so they were a week late with the information. This is the earliest Mariah song has ever reached number one on streaming songs. First time a holiday title has done so before the season is actually over. All I Want for Christmas Is You, joined by the new streaming song Top Ten by Brenda Lee. It's not new at all. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree? Come on. It's got 32 million streams so far this season. Burl Ives and A Holly Jolly Christmas got 24 million streams so far this season. And Jingle Bell Rock, Bobby Helms' big classic hit, 20 million. And then some streaming for Christmas. So, pretty interesting, huh?
I think it's interesting that Mariah's song got voted the most annoying Christmas song in history in the UK. And over here, it's now peaked at number one earlier than it ever has before. Yeah. So that actually means that it's picking up steam here.
So where is the Wham song in terms of the list of the most popular? I don't see that on here.
This is just the most popular.
Yeah, this is just the stuff that's the most streamed.
Yeah, but
so
because
far.
Of the movie and stuff, don't you think it's being played more?
I've heard it on various. A lot. Yeah, I've heard it a lot. So
it's not my favorite, I gotta say.
No, that's not as my.
Well, I love George Michael.
I do actually like
it. I like it. Yeah. It's not like my fave though.
28 at the hour on the DJV program.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Stoda. Multiple sclerosis, or MS, is a potentially disabling disease of the central nervous system, which causes communication problems between the brain and the rest of the body. The good news is that there's been an explosion of treatments in the last 25 years, giving many patients a better quality of life.
We have injectable therapies, we have three oral medications, and we have a few infusion-based medications and chemotherapy-based medications for patients with multiple sclerosis.
While there is no cure for the disease, neurologist Dr. Mark Keegan says there is hope and optimism.
And there's other medications that are being developed, both immunosuppressive medications, immunomodulatory medications, as well as potentially neuroprotective medications, because that is really the next step in MS care is halting, reversing progressive impairment due to multiple sclerosis.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you will certainly send any text about your supervisor to your supervisor.
What's with Janet's fangs? Did she lose a bet with a weed whacker? LOL. And sent. Wait, no.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Janet, I think my phone was hacked or something.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as the House Judiciary Committee breaks up. Jerry Nadler calling it a night after 14 hours on Capitol Hill. The committee now in recess until 10 a.m. Eastern Friday, when the impeachment article vote scheduled to take place. Still unclear if any Democrats will join Republicans and vote against it. Kevin McCarthy looking ahead to the impact all of this will have on the 2020 campaign.
So what do we have to believe will happen if the Democrats keep the majority? More of the same, more impeachment, more subpoenas being issued than laws creating.
And we hear from Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia.
My question is, where's your crimes? You talk about them. You want people to think they're there. You want people to come out and say, well, there's bribery, extortion, high-minded words. And you do it over and over and over again. The problem is, if you had it, you would have put articles on it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, 34 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Quite sure that we have people right where we want them, ladies. They're hanging on our every word. They're ready. They're willing. They're able to listen and understand to us, explain what's going on. After all, without us, who would know really what was going on in the world, right? Is that too heavy a burden for us to carry? Or is that?
Well, I think it's our attempt to help people understand what's going on in the world.
Exactly. Right, listening to both sides of all of these various discussions. Okay, there really are not two sides to this, unless you're in the vaping business.
Yeah, not happy.
There's not too many. There's not a good side and a bad side to this, unless you've invested heavily, like the Lorillard company has, and they had a write-off or Atria of $4.5 billion in their investment in one of the vape brands. This is a jewel we're talking about. So, Victoria, the CDC has released a list of the brands that we all, I shouldn't put we in here. I'm not a participant in this. I wouldn't want to be, but there are a lot of people who are trying out vaping, much to their chagrin, they're finding out after they don't go down the road very far, right?
Yeah, well, the CDC has actually released the first list of vape brands that have been most commonly linked to the recent lung-related illnesses. 80% of the 2,300 people who have been hospitalized with vaping-related illnesses, 80% of those people have been vaping marijuana. And so the liquids that they were vaping contain THC, that's the psychoactive compound in marijuana. Now, that means 20% are vaping tobacco. Those are most likely the younger kids that we talk about with the flavored vapes and things like that. Mm-hmm. So the CDC has actually tracked down. They had to do a lot of research on this because it's very hard to figure out who's making this stuff, and I'm actually kind of surprised.
You know who's making it?
Slightly impressed.
The Chinese are making it. That's
so the brands that they have put on this first round of the list is TKO, Smart Cart, and Rove. The most commonly used product among the sick patients was something called Dank Vapes. Dank Vapes is actually a generic label that can be bought online, allowing black market sellers to put it on any product regardless of what it is or how it's made.
China.
So some of the brands are attempting to combat their use of the name on the black market by adding scannable QR codes to their products to confirm that they're legitimate. Rove says, if your Rove cartridge box does not have a QR code, unfortunately, it's counterfeit.
China.
Genuine Rove products are, well, some are made here too. Genuine Rove products are also are only sold in licensed dispensaries. That's what they want everyone to know. The number of lung injury cases appears to be declining at this point, but the CDC is still investigating more. They want people to remain vigilant against this.
And they're declining because people are getting the message.
If you're vaping marijuana from and you're buying it from a legal dispensary, you're fine. But if you're buying these vapes online, which a lot of people do, then you have to really be careful because you just have no idea what's in that liquid.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a little bit of information. I've not made it a secret that one of the ways that I'm the way I'm saving my farm in Massachusetts is to have a combination hemp and cannabis grow on the facility. And so I didn't know anything about it. I've never used marijuana. I don't like the smell of it. I don't want to be around it.
You better get used to that smell.
We have no smell. There's none. You'll never know that the place is there.
You're not going to smell anything. You're just growing the plants and sending them to somewhere else.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Right. So at any rate, the various types of marijuana, this is not just one size fits all. There are varying degrees. Like the illegal stuff that's grown in California, for example, which still has quite a stranglehold on the market. They haven't been able to kill the black market. The quality of the tobacco, of the marijuana that's being grown and sold on the black market is awful. It's terrible. The stuff that they use to grow it, the chemicals they put on it to keep it pure or to keep it from getting, not pure, but to keep it from getting the various diseases that all plants do when you're growing them outside. So there's the outside grow, there's the quality of the seed, there's the quality of the soil. There are all kinds of things that are variables here. And the difference in the price, and this is where it really, this is where you find the black market and the people that are selling this stuff, really, these are bad people. The average cost of the cheap stuff is about $1,200 to $1,400 a pound. The really good stuff is between $4,000 and $5,000 a pound. And so the cheap stuff that's finding its way into, for example, the cartridge boxes that are in these vape things, that's all cheap crap. The people who don't know anything about it, I would have said the same thing. A year ago, I would have said all marijuana is the same. But that's far from the truth. The stuff that's really well grown and is quality doesn't have any of these things. So I know that the problems that people are having because they're using marijuana in the vape are using this cheap stuff that's mostly grown on the black market. And that's why it's a problem, frankly.
Well, it's more than that though. If you're using a vape, it's the chemicals that are stabilizing the liquid. So it's an oil that's
it's
in
e,
the cartridge,
like vitamin E. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a vitamin E acetate, and that is just deadly for your lungs. So that's really the problem.
Well, the bad marijuana is bad for your lungs too. So it's a really double whammy. It's a 1-2 punch that you get from this. So it's a word to the wise interesting and important info, a little ancillary information as well. 41 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this magic music, which will inspire the perfect hire to begin clog dancing. Okay, there's no magic music, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon has released the Best of Prime 2019, sharing how Prime members chose to enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon over the last year. Some member favorites in the U.S. include the Echo Dot, the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote, Avocados, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and the novel The Handmaid's Tale. Bradley Matthews, Amazon.
We are constantly working to add value for members. And as Best of Prime 2019 demonstrates, Prime is now more convenient than ever. In the past year, members in the U.S. had 3 times more items from Amazon's online store delivered in 1 day or faster compared to the previous year.
Now Prime members also get free and fast grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods Market in more than 2,000 cities and towns. Amazon's Best of Prime 2019 can be found at amazon.com/bestofprime. And anyone can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry, we have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program. Following head-to-head testing on the new cars and trucks and minivans and SUVs, Kelley Blue Book's expert editors have announced the Best Buy Award winners. The award honors the top new model vehicles, the new model year vehicles available here in our market in 16 major categories. I think this is always interesting. We all love talking about cars. I love to talk about cars. I'm selling a car that I have had for a year or so. I don't keep them very long, and I'm looking at some new things. So let's get the scoop. Mike Amuzio is the managing editor at Kelley Blue Book with the facts behind the story. Hi, Mike. Nice to have you here.
I like that I'm talking to some real car people. I got to ask real quick, what are you selling?
An LR4.
Oh, whoa, okay. If we have time at the end, I'll ask you some questions. But, that's interesting. Yeah, we put together this list of Best Buy vehicles every single year because, as a frequent car buyer, you know, there are a lot of vehicles to choose from. And if you haven't purchased a car in, let's say, the last 5 years, just getting your head around what the marketplace looks like can be a baffling ordeal.
That was sort of one of the reasons I was eager to have you on because For me, when I look around at the SUVs, because I haven't driven a car for ages, I've stuck to Range Rover products since 1994, pretty much. And I look around at the new Ford Explorer or Expedition or whatever they call it. It looks like a Range Rover to me. And because of that, I look at the Audi and I look at some of the others. They're all the same. They all look the same. And isn't it true that in today's marketplace, you can't really sell a bad car because the buyer is too smart? Is that true or not, do you think?
I mean, there was a time back not too long ago when we were younger people that you could buy a car that was just plain bad. That's hard to do these days. So right. The differentiating features oftentimes are the features themselves, general usability, and to your point, style. So you've given me a perfect segue like a true radio master because I'm in the studio with our best new model of 2020, which is the Kia Telluride. Have you seen the Kia Telluride?
I have not. No, I'm eager though to hear about it.
This is why we do the list. This is perfect. Okay, so you love Range Rovers. I have a really good alternative for you if you want to get out of a Range Rover into something that has, I would say, a similarly appealing aesthetic, but at a very reasonable price. The Kia Telluride is a three-row SUV, so it seats up to eight people. It's priced very reasonably, so right around $33,000 is the base price, which in the new vehicle SUV space is very reasonable. But for that price, you get a ton of value. You could buy the cheapest Telluride and be very happy with it because it includes things like keyless access with push-button start, so you never have to reach into your pocket to unlock the vehicle, full-speed dynamic cruise control, where it'll automatically keep pace with the vehicle ahead, and a feature that I really love, I have a four-year-old daughter who's very independent and likes to climb into vehicles all by herself. The second-row seat releases are just push-buttons, so you just push them, they slide out of the way, and so even at, like, tiny little daughter, she can push that button and climb right into the third row. It's super easy, but you got to see what this thing looks like. If you head over to KBB.com, you can see some pictures of the Kia Telluride. I think you'd love it.
You know, one of the things about the Kia and the Hyundai, I remember when they first came out and they were crap, and they've improved so much. I have a friend that has a Kia, a luxury model sedan, and I can't tell the difference in it between that and a BMW other than looking at the sticker price. It really is. They've done a wonderful job at upscaling it.
To your point, I will say that they're also got really out ahead in trying to let people know that they make a quality product. So the other thing we really like about the Kia Telluride is that it has a long 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, which is very reassuring and, you know, kind of contributes to long-term ownership costs.
All right. What else have you got in the award category?
Yeah, you know, another one that's worth mentioning, if you want to go to the other end of the spectrum, is our electric vehicle category winner, which is the Hyundai Kona Electric. And, you know, I've seen electric cars come into the market, and they've sort of been a fringe thing, but I would say the Kona EV is among the first truly daily drivable electric cars. 258 miles of range, according to the EPA, which is well beyond what most people will actually drive. And then you've got DC quick charging abilities, so you can either charge the thing at home overnight and it'll be ready to go in the morning, or you can use part of the increasingly vast electric infrastructure and DC quick charge the thing. So in under an hour, you can go from zero to an 80% charge using that DC quick charger. And then the other thing is price. Base price is right around $38,000, which is, it sounds like a lot, but there's a federal tax incentive, which brings that overall price down to right about $38,000. So that makes it pretty accessible to most buyers.
Doesn't sound like it's a lot when I look at the sticker of the Range Rover. This is, very affordable. All right, we got about 30 seconds. What else have you got on the list? Anything that we need to underscore?
Yeah, I'm just going to underscore that we've got 16 different categories and a lot of SUVs, subcompact, compact, midsize. Yeah. Two-row midsize, full-size SUV. We've got cars. There's so much stuff. So, you know, if you want to dig into it, no matter what kind of vehicle you're looking to buy, just head over to KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. You can look at some pictures, and it'll get you started on your purchasing journey.
KBB.com. Micah Muzio, thank you, from Kelly Blue Book, 10 before the hour.
Call Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Past the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen here with our weekly overview as you get into the weekend. A lot of people who are following sports, whether it be college sports, professional sports, there seems to be a higher... Well, maybe I should ask Adam Burns that question. I'm assuming, and I ought not to assume because you know what happens when you assume something, what it does to you and to me. Adam is here with us from the BetOnline.ag organization. He's the sportsbook manager for BetOnline.ag. So what about the timing? Is it busier on the weekend because there's time for people to be involved, or is day and night not a factor in who's betting and what they're betting on, Adam?
You know, timing definitely does play a factor into when we take wagers. Depending on the sport, obviously, I mean, there's sports 24/7 around the world all day. You know, whether it's, you know, the President's Cup right now that's going on, or football's coming up on the weekend, or hockey or basketball. So, you know, and international sports as well, whether it's cricket or darts or, you know, so we're kind of on all the time. What you're going to see normally is a lot of people, when you open, let's say, NFL lines on the Sunday night the previous week for the next week, you know, you'll see some money come in really early and people trying to pick off lines that they think might be off a bit. Then it kind of dies off until Thursday, Friday. But then by Saturday, Sunday with college and NFL, that's when we're taking about 80% of the bets. So timing does play into it, and, you know, we schedule ourselves and monitor stuff accordingly to that. But definitely timing is a factor.
All right, so let's talk about some of the things that are, even though we're very focused on the playoffs now in football, you're seeing extreme action here this year, or is this year seemingly like most other years that you have in recent memory?
Well, if we're looking at college football, you got a pretty good four teams making the playoffs and going for the championship. So we're seeing quite a bit of early money right away. You know, LSU's minus 13.5 against Oklahoma, and we're taking about, you know, three quarters of the money on LSU there.
Really? What about Ohio State? What's going on with Ohio State?
Yeah, against Oklahoma, sorry. And then Ohio State, we're taking – Ohio State's getting 2 points, and we're taking a little bit more on Clemson. So we're probably going to need Ohio State in that game, which I don't have a problem needing. I think they've sort of been they've been playing well, but they're kind of underrated a little bit just because of how good LSU's been playing this year. Mm-hmm. And Clemson obviously has had a great season as well. But, you know, never count out. I mean, in college football, anything could happen. There's high-scoring games. You know, even the Oklahoma-LSU game, if Oklahoma comes out and scores right away, then the whole game changes, right? So college is always a little bit harder to handicap in NFL. And this week in the NFL, there's not too many, you know, marquee matchups. It's sort of a weird week. You know, I was just trying to look and do my survivor pick for my pool, and, you know, I have to take the Raiders, which is terrible, but I have no one else left. So.
Surprise! Surprise, yeah. Surprise. All right, let's talk about something that's not in league at the moment, but it's interesting because within 2 months, spring training opens up again. We'll be thinking about Major League Baseball, and I'm looking here at some of the money, these big contracts. Is it Gerrit Cole who's supposed to be getting the biggest deal ever, $320 million? So, or what is? How do you bet on something like that?
Yeah, well, we actually, since he signed with the Yankees, we did have odds up on which team he will sign with, and the Yankees were the favorite. We also had how much would the contract be, and we had it at initially at $324 million, which was spot on. Right. But we took a bit of money on the under, so we dropped it a little bit. But we ended up winning on that at the book. People were betting under 324, but it was spot on 324. So I guess I did some good research on that one.
When you say you ended up winning, does that mean the bettors lose and the house wins? Is that what that basically means?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. I mean, some people won, but overall we won on that one. And then now if you look on the site, I mean, we have Gerrit Cole's total wins for the season at 15. How many strikeouts will he get this year at 290? How many wins will the Yankees get at 99.5? And then we've put up a few other teams as well. And then Anthony Rendon signed with the Angels there yesterday, so we have some stats up on him as well. So people can bet on pretty much anything. And anytime there's a story like that with big signings or big free agency signings, we try to get some stuff up.
Yeah. Well, I just think that it's fascinating to see how things change. And you're betting on politics. There are things that, you know, when's the next Sears store going to close? You can bet on that if you want. It's pretty much anything that you want. Check it all out. It's betonline.ag, betonline.ag. Adam Burns with us, who is the sportsbook manager for betonline.ag. Have a great weekend. Adam, thanks for being here on the DJV program. 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.